Hold on. Uh-oh. Changing it up today. Sirens loud, I'm siren proud. Come on, strike two, strike three, strike out. Sirens loud, no silent count. Come on, let's go. Special Kiss Like Yours.
Sirens edition.
Sirens edition. Let's go, sirens. Let's go, sirens. Let's go. Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours. It's been a minute.
The last time we talked to you, it was 4th of July weekend, and here we are. It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. That's only, what, like 12 weeks in between episodes?
But you guys will not believe what's happened to us in that time.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit was, hey, we were busy. We said that we would get to episodes, you know, as time permitted.
Read it. We didn't think, however, it would take us 3 months. But that just
there kinda, was there were plenty of times where I told you, hey, let's record.
But you didn't set up anything. He leaves it on me.
He's yeah.
Like, if you want to record, you got to set it up.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So if you want to blame me, that's fine.
Partially.
He's gonna toss the blame over on me. So I accept it.
That was our discussion. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of A Kiss Like Yours. A couple of things to talk about today. One, we just want to start off with Thanksgiving and just show our appreciation to our friends and family out there. It's been a long year.
Extremely long.
We've been very blessed this year. When I take a look back at, you know, some of the things that happened this past, you know, 11 months or so. Are you crying already?
I'm already crying.
Why? I haven't even said anything.
Because it's been such an emotional time for me.
It's been a really blessed year for us. Tons to talk about. But again, wanted to say thank you to our friends and family for the support. Just with our girls. You know, just overall, we've had a lot of good experience this year. More good than bad. You know, everything's not, you know,
perfect.
Sunshine and rainbows all the time. There's definitely some valleys throughout the year that we had to work through. But overall, you know,
it's been good.
It is what it is, and we just continue to keep growing. And we're lucky to have very new people in our lives. And we also have our old friends and family. But as things grow, you know, you get different people in your lives, you know, a season or a lifetime. So we're lucky to go through that journey with different people coming in and out of our lives. You know, we get closer to different, you know, couples. We get closer to different friends.
Different family.
And it's just this, you know, ever-evolving relationship with folks, and we're happy for everybody.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been awesome. It's been crazy. I don't know what Thanksgiving was like for you guys, but this year it felt like the movie Four Christmases for us, except it was four Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
Kind of. One kept trying to get booted off. That was like, oh, this isn't a Thanksgiving celebration. It's like, well, aren't you thankful to be here and I'm feeding you? Aren't you thankful for that?
Yeah, you know, it just kind of goes with the territory. I don't know what you guys feel about it, but for us, like, especially around the holidays, mm-hmm. when we have, you know, family dynamics to consider, does it have to be Thanksgiving Day or nothing? For us, it's fine. Like, if you want to celebrate, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's never been, it has to be the day or nothing. Some people are like that. Some people's parents are extremely adamant about that.
Yeah, and I can appreciate that, but at the same time, you know, the thought is that you get together as a family and, you know,
break bread and be thankful for the time together. And I thought this year it was really cool that we got to experience that in a lot of different ways. Some of the ways were not as fun just given the situation, but, you know, in other ways. So we had a night with your mom. Mm-hmm. Then we had a night with my dad. Then we had a night with your dad and your uncle. Mm-hmm. And then we had a night out with the cousins, mm-hmm. on my mom's side of the family. And I thought that was like super cool. To me, that was like icing on the cake. You know, we had a whole week of meeting up with different families, some that we get to see a little more often than not. And then, you know, at the end doing like a Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas mashup. And I feel like that is the essence of what this whole week was about.
Yeah.
Time together, having fun, fellowship, break bread, hang out, you know, it was awesome. And I hope to impart those things on the girls as they get older.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, especially now, with the experiences that we're going through, I was, you know, talking to you about this earlier, where it was like, we're at a time now where the girls are remembering, and they're, especially like with Halloween and the things that we're doing in Halloween.
We'll get into that.
Where, you know, Ali is saying like, hey, I want to do this with my kids. Like, so they are remembering and they are... You know,
Halloween was really big for me this year for a lot of couple of reasons, and we'll touch on that in a minute. But the other thing that I'm feeling, and it's not in a bad way or a negative way, but I remember reading a long time ago a post that said, like, years back, your kids will be grown and they will remember that all that holiday magic was mom and dad behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So I feel like that carries over with all the holidays, really, like kind of anything that you do, whether it's Cinco de Mayo or St. Patrick's Day or, you know, anything, all those little festive flares is because your parents put in the effort to make it something, you know, other than just the day. So I'm feeling now that the girls are the ages that they are, kind of that pressure of like, now they're kind of expectant, you know, like they're waking up. So who are we hosting for Thanksgiving? Like, who's coming over? They're like, now they know it's a thing that like they want a party. They want some sort of flair and festive fanfare for fanfare's sake. Right. Yeah. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, they're remembering.
You've created a monster.
And they know. So now I'm really on the hook for some fun.
Do you feel like memories. Do you feel like you have to outdo yourself like from the previous year?
I don't feel the need to outdo. I just feel the need to do. Yeah, to do. So I'm like,
That's part of my strategy for
not doing anything ever.
No. For my girls to not settle for any, like, just man, just any normal man.
Yeah, just warm body next
just
to
warm
me.
Body.
They're
no,
gonna be like, nah, they got, my dad did this.
Yeah, you got a lot to live up to, buddy. So. Her boyfriend's gonna be like, man, your daughter's a handful. I'm gonna be like, yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I did that, and that's what you have to do.
Yeah. Top that.
Top that, dude.
Top that. Your job is to do better than
if
what
you
I
can,
gave them.
She's gonna dump your ass, though.
So. Oh boy.
Yeah, so great time and season. We're heading into Christmas, which is my favorite time of the year.
Oh, I love it.
And that's why I like having my Thanksgiving. I know you guys have your Christmas lights out, you know, on November 1st after Halloween, but sorry, I got to have Thanksgiving first.
I have to say.
Now I'll put up my decorations for the year for Christmas.
I am okay with not having Christmas on November 1st. Like the fall stuff that I put out is some of the easiest and some of my favorite things to look at.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. Our little welcome area when you come through our door, if you ever get invited. We don't invite people anymore because we're never here. But but it makes me so happy to have that out on Thanksgiving Day. I as much as I can do holiday music after Halloween, like I'm ready for that holiday feeling and the Christmas songs that I like. But I have to say, I don't want to eat Thanksgiving meal on holiday, on Christmas, like decor.
Yeah. I'm no, 100%.
I want a little bit of that fall, that gratefulness, you know, kind of feeling to carry over.
I did bend this year, though, with the holiday music.
Massively. I'm surprised because normally the girls and I, you know, we laugh. It's a running joke. Like, he knows, you know, that we put on Christmas music when he's not around. And we always come in and tell him, like, we put on Christmas music. And we said, don't tell dad. Because I don't want them to get in the habit of, like, oh, we're not going to tell dad. Every time we say, let's not tell dad, someone goes to run to you because they think it's funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, I usually am like, no, I don't want to hear Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. So now it's
we heard it all week.
But we did hear it all week.
Okay, did it lighten your mood?
No. No, because I've heard All I Want for Christmas 17,000 times already.
But that's what we want to hear. That's all we want for Christmas is to hear All I Want for Christmas.
Anyway.
Didn't make you happy at all. Not a bit. Not a tiny bit. Like, it's coming. It's on the way.
No, I was more worried that it was before Thanksgiving. I was more, like, stressed out that it was before Thanksgiving than I was happy that it was Christmas music.
Oh, my gosh. Your Grinch heart is growing.
Hey, you know what? I'm here now. Okay, I'm open for the Christmas music now.
Better be open for getting some holiday decor out, because we're going to be the only house on the block that's dark.
I was just, you know, holding it in because I knew you guys enjoyed it. So I'm like, just suck it up, dude.
Suck it up for your girls. Okay, well, that brings us into another season that we enjoyed right before Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, softball season. It's our first year coaching together, for one, which is interesting, that I think we should talk about in next episodes about our dynamic coaching, because we've never coached together.
Okay.
It's our first season coaching an 8U division for our girls, softball. And then Aliyah was in 8U, Zoe was in 6U. And I was more just like, hey, we need somebody to go out there and help coach. So I went out there because the manager of that team knew I was coaching another team. So I had all my credentials already and my Safe Sports. Just a lot easier if you're missing a coach, like, hey, can you come help out?
Can you come help me out? Exactly.
We got into our softball season. We established our team name, which was the Sirens, which is
Vicious Mermaids.
Vicious Mermaid is funny. Aliyah, towards the end of the season, was like, Dad, do you know a siren makes a man fall in love with them and then they kill him? And I was like, yeah, that's why.
Man eaters,
man. So, you know, when I announced the team name, you know, I was more focused on something powerful for women. Mm-hmm. Something that's still feminine.
Right. But powerful.
Yeah. So we went with the Sirens. I didn't even know what a siren was until Wednesday. I'm like, what's a siren? I thought it was just a mermaid. Serious? Yeah, I didn't know what a siren was.
Oh, wow.
But then I was looking back at the, like, American Gladiators. Uh-huh. There was a siren in American Gladiators.
Yes, yes. Long lineage of powerful sirens.
So anyways, we went with the Sirens and, you know, got our colors and got our logo, which was a whole ordeal.
Yeah, and the girls were really excited about it because we were able to partner with someone to get some spirit wear made.
Yeah.
So it was cool when everyone was able to represent at the parks all their siren spirit wear.
Siren spirit wear, we got it together, a banner together.
Streamer bows for the girls.
Yeah, for their hair.
Stickers for their helmets, stickers for their water bottles. We did a lot for them. We did fundraising on our own.
Yeah.
Artie and I for our team.
Some parent donated funds that ended up being parent donated funds. So we just transitioned all that funds over to our girls, which when I say our girls,
they all feel our kids.
Yeah, now it's a little bit broader. So coaching was amazing for me. It was an awesome experience. It's something that's on my bucket list. It was something that I continue to learn from. And I'm excited for the next year, because now Zoe will be on the same team as Aliyah. And I'm ready for that. I'm ready to check that box as well.
And she's ready for it. She was a siren sibling, an honorary siren for all season. We had quite a few involved siren siblings.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see them, you know, be a part of the team. And we're so excited for Zoe to officially be a team member in the spring. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah. The other thing we kind of put together was, hey, this doesn't stop here. You know, you guys are playing here. But at the same time, you know, being a siren means that you need to be well behaved at home. You need to be well behaved at school. Listening to your parents, we brought that dynamic in. We were handing out siren stickers for, you know, girls that performed well during the game, or even at practice. I gave a siren sticker out, or even a few, just because, you know, all the girls are at different levels. They're all developing at different levels. So yeah, what I gave a siren sticker out to maybe something that's not as big a deal for another player that's more advanced. But for that girl, it was a big deal.
And it was a huge deal for them because once we initiated the siren sticker program for the girls' helmets, after practices and games, they'd get their helmets out. Coach, is it siren sticker time? You know, they wanted them lined up on their helmet. They wanted to represent. And I thought that was really cool. So many fun things to enjoy this season. And I remembered before we had kids, you were like, one of the things is, you know, I want to be available. I want to coach my kids' team. I don't think you really envisioned that it would be girls and girls softball.
I did not.
So what was that like for you?
Well, you know, we had two girls and, you know, it's always a guy thing like, oh, you need a boy and, you know, help your boy, coach your boy. And this last spring, actually,
was our first season in the league.
And it was just, I just had a lot of fun with it. I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. Because everyone's like, oh, you have to keep going so you have the boy. You have to keep going so you have the boy. And I'm like, no, I don't need to keep going. I'm happy with my girls. Will I get to, you know, coach their baseball team or their football team? Like, no, I have girls.
Yeah, but girls play flag football too. Girls
well, now they play do, Little right?
League if they want to,
yeah. But you know, it's just that whole dynamic
it's a different
Little League through college, high school, college, and pros, and like, and all that. You know, from the sports, where you and I have a very sports, you know, heavy background with our childhoods. So you know, it crossed my mind like, hey, I'm not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as I started coaching these girls, I'm like, I'm not missing out on anything. These girls are very intense. Even at a young age, it's very intense. They are having fun. They're rolling jiu-jitsu, which I didn't even think came into my mind. So, you know, they're rolling jiu-jitsu. I'm getting that kind of competitive juice from that.
Yeah. They've been doing well with their piano.
They're playing piano. And then, you know, with softball, I got to coach, and it's like no difference. It's no difference. And then we really got into the older girls in the spring, watching them, you know, go through the College World Series.
Mm-hmm. Went to a couple college games over here at
Cal State Fullerton.
Yep.
And then repairing up Aliyah's pitching coach. She's going to Oregon State, so we're following her and kind of just watching that team evolve and having a little bit more skin in the game as far as what team we want to root for at the college level. Cause that's like the premier level for girls softball is a college. They have some pros, but it's not as, you know, it's not as elite.
It's not as, I don't know, desirable marketed, to watch.
Yeah. It's not as marketed, which is fine, you know, whatever, but it's been an experience that I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything. In fact, I feel like because I have girls, like I feel even more full knowing that I'm impacting these girls' lives because there's certain, you can tell, and that's something that I didn't really count on when I was coaching Sirens is
the different family dynamics.
The different family dynamics. Like some of these girls come in, this is their out. This is their time away from maybe a not so fun situation. So I counted on myself just like having fun with my girls playing softball, but I didn't count on being an outlet or being somebody that they can come to say, hey coach, like let me try this, let me try that. And being and seeing part of their evolution of the girls that like are maybe quiet and then all of a sudden, you know, they're bursting out of their shell. They want to be that leader on the team. Maybe there's, you know, girls that maybe, you know, were a little bit more trouble than others. And then you kind of bring them in and you see like, hey, this kid's not talking back anymore. This kid is not being disruptive anymore. This kid is listening to what we're saying.
Right.
And they're getting better.
And they're enjoying
it. And they're having fun. Yeah. So that was our biggest thing, was giving girls an opportunity to do different things on these teams. And then also just trying our best to win, because I want, don't get me wrong, I want to win. I don't want to get out there and lose.
Right.
I think I hate losing more than I like winning.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like, when we won, I was like, cool, I'm good.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
But when
cool,
we lost, I was like,
oh, man, it wrecked the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I'm with you. I'm with you there.
So, you know, just being a part of that, but making it fun to what to where we even had one of the girls like, hey, mom, I don't want to be late. Let's go. Like, we need to go to practice.
Exactly.
Like,
She's on her mom like, come on, I don't want to be late. We need to get there. Let's go.
Yeah. So, you know, the kids pushing the mom. Or the parents, I should say. It's not always the mom, but, but yeah, that part I didn't count on being part of the reason why I would coach. Like, mostly, it's like, oh, I just want to coach my girls just to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't need to be the stars. They don't need to be, you know, the best. They're 9. They're 8. They're 7 years old. I don't want my girl to be the best in the league at 7 years old. I want them to gradually
have that kind of pressure, you know, like, hey, I'm really good here and I know I'm good and I'm the best of what's around me. And then they move up and then they feel like they need to maintain that.
Yeah.
And then maybe they don't have fun and then maybe they want to quit.
Yeah. So I want my girls to be, you know, growing throughout. Once they get into like middle school, high school, that's where I want them to, you know, be at that level, you know, but will we get there? I don't know. We still have some years.
Yeah.
Either way, now it's just a growth stage where I can be a part of their lives. And then, like I said, it was really enjoyable for me and fulfilling for me to be part of these other girls' lives that...
Yeah, for them to be a part of your life and your week and your day and what that looked like and how that relationship evolved. Because believe it or not, you spend a lot of time with your softball family.
I mean, yeah.
We're not a travel ball team, but this year our girls... played softball and were on the field 8 months out of the year.
Right.
So that's a lot of time. So even if you're not always on the same team, you kind of see the same people.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the things that I thought was really cool about this league is you didn't, there's always a few, but a lot of people were really like, hey, how's it going? Really welcoming, really open. And I think that's because, you know, this league is so small. We had 2 8U teams this season, right?
Right.
But we were very cohesive with them. Softball sisters, you know, hey, guys, if we saw them at the park, we're like, hey, have a good game. You know, not like, oh, we hope you lose. We want them to beat you.
Yeah, because like they were the other Ontario team. Yeah,
because they were the other Ontario team. But even if you weren't on that team together this season, there's a very good chance in about 6 weeks
they're going to be on
your
team. Why would I do that? Why would I be that coach that's like, oh, well, that's the other Ontario team and, you know, boo-hoo on you. No, like you said, you know, it's small. They're going to be on our team.
It's small. We play at small fields. It's a small circle. You know, everybody knows everybody. And if you don't know them, someone knows something about you.
Exactly. And that was the other thing that, you know, I thought, was I was grateful for during the season is the parents were great. I didn't have you know, very many issues to really deal with. We actually got, and maybe some of the parents are listening here, but we actually got some compliments on how we carried ourselves on the field, how we coached our girls, how our girls responded to our coaching. The perception of our team was positive, and that's something that for me I was proud of to have that type of reflection on not only the city of Ontario but also
the players
themselves and the league.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so when you're getting compliments from other cities, other coaches, not even your own, you know, circle, mm-hmm. that are saying, hey, you guys are awesome and, you know, you're rooting for you, or we're doing a good job, or we really
you're representing well,
recognize, like, when your girls do this, like, how, you know, they're asking me questions like, how do we get them to listen to that, or how we, you know, instructions, or, you know, situationally, to me that helps out, because even other cities, right, we just want the girls to get better. Yeah, we want to beat you. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to come on and I'm going to try and beat you.
Yeah, but we're all here with the same goal.
But if another coach is like, girls, hey, how did you get them to do that? Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I did, you know? Then it's like, those other girls, we'll see them next year, right? But now we just got to beat them. Now, we're sharing information like, oh, well, now they're going to, you know your secrets. There's no secrets, you guys. No
secret, exactly.
This ate you.
Stop okay? the ball. Make yeah. the out.
Pitch well. Hit the ball. Make the play. Yeah. Like, there's no secrets Done. Here.
Ball goes to first base. Okay? Not third.
Exactly. When I tell you to throw it home, throw it home. Yeah, like that. That's, it ate you. We're not, you know, scheming like, you know, high school kids or travel ball kids. You know, these are fundamentals. It's fundamentals. We're here to have a good time. We're here to compete, and we're here to win. But ultimately, the goal is to have the girls fall in love with the sport, to want to play, and have fun while they're doing it. But I was just really proud of some of the feedback that we got about how we carried ourselves as a team, the feedback we got for myself and the other coaches. And, again, something I just didn't really – it wasn't registering that right. would happen.
Yeah. You were just like, okay, just we're like, going to go out there. We're going to have fun. I'm going to teach these girls some basic things.
And I want to win. Yeah. That's all it was.
Let's do it. So did you want to give some shout outs to some of your girls? Some
of the parents
that might be joining us for the first time. What's up, Sirens?
There was a lot of firsts. And there was even some firsts that I didn't even know about. And I won't know about unless the parents tell me. But, you know, we had an experienced team, but not experienced in certain situations.
Yes.
So for all of our pitchers, this was their first year pitching, which is, you know,
huge,
right? It's their first year pitching. So our two main pitchers were Sadie and Lila, and it was their first year on the mound, throwing to girls, and they just did an amazing job. Yeah, so it's one thing to watch your kids, you know, and you want your kids to do well, and it's like that nervous excitement where you're like, oh, I don't want them to
screw up and make me look bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. You know, but at the same time, you have to give them the opportunity,
right? Because they'll never learn.
And I think that this year for me was about opportunity. And so, you know, you just have to get, because just like they can probably, you know, maybe make you look bad or make you feel embarrassed about how they performed, they can also do really well, you guys. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of letting your kids have that opportunity. They may fail. Yep. That's part of it. That's not the opposite of success. That's part of it. So these girls did really, really well on the mound. Some of them, they had good games. Sometimes they had bad games, but we put them out there and they learned from both experiences. They learned from the good games. They learned from the ones that they had to battle through. They learned from the not so good games. Right. So
One of the hardest things that you had to do was go out there and pull pitchers off the mound.
Oh, I hated that part so bad. Like
it is one of the worst. I haven't had to do it, but I've been on the receiving end.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure I've been pulled from games.
you pitched.
Right.
I pitched.
Yeah. It's hard.
I know.
It's hard when you know you don't have it.
It's hard when you're like, why can't I throw a strike?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard where you like, you know, you can do it. And then every time you go and try and do it, you're like, I'm not throwing a strike. And I don't know why.
And these girls are young and we don't want to hurt their confidence. But at the same time, they get tired easy.
Not only that, but
you see it. So it's like, oh, you can't just let them stay up there. Yeah,
exactly. So that was hard for me to go out there and pull girls in the middle of innings.
And you had two surprise pitchers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we had Aliyah, who, again, it's her first time pitching. She had a couple of appearances. And then we had Mila, who is another girl that came out. That was a special day, I think, when Mila was out there, because she had been telling me and we've been practicing with her during practice, letting her pitch a couple of times during practice. I'm like, hey, this girl can get it over, you mm-hmm. know? We just needed to work on her consistency because at that point it was player pitch. So player pitch is
the rules change.
Yeah, the rules change.
You can walk.
There's no more coach pitch.
Right.
So if you can walk.
Yeah.
So we need strikes, right? And Mila was working on her consistency. Aliyah's working on her consistency. So they didn't get that many. I think Aliyah got two appearances.
She got two appearances.
Mila got one appearance. Mm-hmm. But the time that I was able to put Mila out there and Aliyah, right? That first game Aliyah was out there, she had two strikeouts. on her own.
Yeah.
Which was, for me, I was like, oh, so fulfilling, you know, because I know she was working towards it, and having that first strikeout.
Yeah. It's huge for your confidence.
Yeah. Mila went out there on a game that, you know, was we had a big lead.
Mm-hmm. We needed to keep it.
But the thing that helped about Mila is it set us up for the next game. Yeah. I didn't have to put a second pitcher out there.
Right. We got to rest our primaries.
We got to rest our primary pitcher, and Mila gets an opportunity to go out there and have some live. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah.
There's no pressure. She could have went out there and walked 10 batters if she needed to. It's no pressure. Just go out there and have fun and throw strikes.
And she got 2 strikeouts. She got a lot of help, but we'll take it.
That's okay. That's all counts. It all counts as strikeouts.
It does.
So that was a special moment, I know, for her parents.
Was big.
Sadie's appearances were special. Her first appearance, I remember her dad saying, like, hey, was it everything that you thought it would be? And she was like, yeah, she was fired up. She was fired up. Lila, another one that just came in and doesn't throw as hard, right? But she throws strikes. And it's her first time throwing strikes out there. I remember seeing her during assessments. I was like, okay, you know, this girl's going to pitch as well for me. And so I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, I was hoping to get her during the draft.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a lot of fun. And then we had a beast behind the plate.
Dana. Dana was out there. You know, I was a little leery of Dana because I didn't want her to feel like, oh, I'm just throwing her back there and she's going to catch. I wanted her to get some fielding experience too. But this girl's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want to be out there.
I don't want to be out there. I want to catch.
Behind the plate.
Yeah. So I was talking with her dad and I'm like, hey, dude, like, I want to get her some room. She's like, dude, she's good. Whatever you need, one inning or the whole game, she's ready to go.
Yeah.
So it kind of just made it more apparent that, you know, hey, just
That's
put her
she
back
likes
there.
To be.
She likes being back there. Just put her back there. Let her evolve. Let her learn. Let her get better. Reps.
Yeah. And that was so fun watching her and those couple of opportunities where it's like, yeah, you got to nail the runner when they were stealing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was so fun.
It was a lot of fun watching Dana play. She's going to be moving up to 10U, so good luck to her next year.
I don't want our girls to leave. I don't want any of them to leave. We had such a fun team. We also had a lot of girls move up from the 6U division. This was their first time playing in the 8U division with the bigger girls and the live pitching. And
yeah.
We had some that literally, I think, for the first 3 weeks of the season, we didn't hear their voice. They just smiled and nodded and did what we asked. We didn't hear a word.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the season, they were talking to you. They were talking to me. They were asking to play different positions. They wanted to lead the chants. They wanted to lead the pump it up circle. And, I mean, there was a couple girls after practice. I'm like, I've never heard you say so many words. You know? That was so fun. That was so fun.
Really good. Who did we have? We had Camila. We had Jocelyn. Who else came up? Sky came up.
Mm-hmm. Ariel came up.
Sienna came up too. Who else? Who am I missing? I'm probably missing somebody, and I apologize. But coming up from 6U is quite an adjustment, you know. And we're excited to hopefully have them back. We got to go through the draft and
we're going to see how that goes. I don't want to see that. I won't be there with you, but I don't want to hear about our girls getting drafted away.
Yeah.
And then we had one player, Izzy. It was her first season.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That
Izzy was a story.
She was such a breakout player.
Yeah. Izzy was a story this year. I feel like she was one of those stories that when you just, you need those role players on the team. Izzy's like an outgoing girl. Mm-hmm. It was her first season. And she's a lefty, which I love because, you know, I'm a lefty. And we're working with her, you know, having her skill set the way where it was. I just wanted to make sure that she got reps. Like, that's the whole thing with reps. And you're not going to get them during the game.
Yeah.
So practice is reps. And Izzy got some really two huge hits for us. One against the Harupa team, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Two-out rally. She got a two-out rally going for us when we, oh my gosh, we needed it so badly.
Yeah, two-out rally. And then she had another player hit, which was, you know, off the player, you know, player pitch. So Izzy was just one of those girls that just loved to come in and play, and she knew she was going to have fun. We all went as zombies for our Halloween game. So we all dressed up as zombies because the girls like to play Zombies and Survivors, which is sort of a hitting drill where we used to do with them. It's a game, a hitting game that we did.
Right. You hit the ball, you survive. You miss, you're a zombie, and you got to go out to the field and field the balls.
Exactly. So we all came up as zombies for that game. And then for her real Halloween, right, her real Halloween costume, she wanted to be a zombie softball player.
Yeah, and that just brought me to tears because, you know, as we were in season, so we told all the team, like, hey, you know, take a picture, post it in the team chat. We want to see what you all are dressing up as. So that was super fun to see, you know, Izzy's costume and hear that little story. That's why I said she was a story in and of herself, you know, with it being her first season. And then we had some, like, silent stunners, like Lisa.
Lisa, yeah.
I mean, oh.
Her back came out at the end.
I can't wait to see her next season. I feel like she's going to be one of those breakout players from developing. And Emily, like, she's quiet. She's a little timid, a little afraid of the ball, kind of jumping out of the box here and there. But she could throw.
Yes.
So that was awesome. That was awesome to see.
Yeah, we had Valentina, too, who was a returning player from the Wild Girls.
Yeah.
So shout out to Valentina.
Softball sister.
I'm hoping.
Coming alive. Mm-hmm. Playing first base.
Yep.
That's she liked, really fun to
so
see her out there.
Funny thing about her, she always wanted to know where she wanted to play. Every time I said first base, it was, yes, right? Like she likes to play first base. Another thing that was funny is these girls are starting to recognize balls and strikes, right? That was part of our teaching is like, hey, you guys got to recognize what's a ball, what's a strike. You know, we can't swing at bad pitches because we can't hit them. Mm-hmm. If they're a strike, those are the ones that we can hit. We're not afraid of strikes. We want strikes so that we can hit them.
Yeah.
Right. So Valentina would see that strike come, and before it's even in the glove, she was yelling, oh, that's a strike.
Yeah.
But she would swing at it. Yeah. She would say, oh, that's a strike. But, you know, she hit the ball. She hit one of these balls super hard. It was a foul ball. She hit it foul. But we'll continue to work with Valentina next year. I'm hoping we can pick her up again. Mm-hmm. She's really fun to have on the team. I know Aliyah gets along with her.
Oh,
really? Well,
yeah. Oh my gosh, hearing those two, they're like two little old biddies out on the softball field.
We won a lot of games this year. I think we won like 8 games. Mm-hmm. We lost four games.
Tie.
We had one tie, which shouldn't have been a tie.
We should have won, but that's all right. Technicalities. We made it all the way to the semifinals.
Semifinals in the playoffs, where we lost to the eventual
winners of the league.
So, you know, that
it was
game
a good run.
It was a good run.
That was a super emotional game.
It was.
We played it on your birthday. We
did play it on my birthday. It was a back-to-back game, so the girls had played the night before.
Yep.
So maybe a little sluggish,
tired.
A little tired.
It was a late game for us. We had the 7:15 start, which is brutal. It was freezing.
It was cold, yeah. Their pitcher was on fire.
And rested.
She had pitched, I think, let's see, they were supposed to have played on Saturday. They didn't play Saturday. I want to say they played Thursday.
And then they didn't play again until Tuesday.
So she was like super rested. That whole team was super rested.
Whereas we had played Saturday.
We played Friday, and then we played Monday,
and then we played Tuesday. Yeah.
So, you know. These girls aren't, you know.
Yeah, we were powering through. Everyone was like, oh, you lose, you're out. And we won, and we won, and we won. And we're like, take that.
Yeah, we were sending teams home. I kept telling Coach, hey, man, let's send teams home. Let's send them home. We lost our first game, but then we won our next two. We sent two teams home, and then we made it to the semifinals from the loser's bracket. And then we took third place.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Not bad. Not a bad way to end our first season coaching together. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And that's really what we had been up to these
last
few weeks.
The one thing I wanted to close out with is, you know, when we lost that last game, you know, the girls are crying. But what I saw was the girls were crying not because they lost, because it was because they wanted to keep playing.
Yeah, it's because they didn't want their season to end.
They didn't want the season to end.
Yeah.
Which is special for me, because if it's like, oh, we're losing, we're crying because we lost a game. you know, we win games and we lose games. And that's kind of, it happens. But for them to be sad that they just want to keep playing.
Yeah, they didn't want it all to be over. They still wanted to be with their team. They wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you created.
Yeah, I mean, I felt happy about that. Like, you know, mission accomplished. I hope that the parents, you know, were happy with how we served them during the season. And then, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to serving again for the spring. It's going to be wild in the spring.
It's going to be crazy.
Now we know.
Now we know what we're into for this spring fling and fall ball, how these dynamics roll and what it's like. And it's going to be good. And I thought it was a great send-off that you were with your girls for your birthday, because you never like to make a big deal of your birthday. And no one knew it was your birthday until after. I didn't say anything beforehand to anyone because I didn't want them to... You know, I knew.
You know, I'm uncomfortable with that stuff. Yeah,
I know. And everyone was like, why didn't you tell us? I could have this. I said, and that's exactly why. Because he didn't want the focus to be on him and his birthday. The focus needed to be on, if we want to keep playing, we need to win tonight.
Yeah.
And whatever happens after, happens after.
Yeah.
So I thought that part was really cool.
I was looking at the video. I look uncomfortable. You know, because everyone started singing happy birthday to me. Right. And I'm like, oh, this is so uncomfortable for me.
It's fine. Hey, that's kind of cool. The last talk was, we were talking about my birthday and my celebrations. And then this talk, here we are, is your birthday. That's what I'm saying. Like, it feels like we're in a time warp here.
Right.
Like everything that's happened in between. So we got a couple other little things we'll chat about. This will be a little bit of a longer episode, but that's okay. We haven't talked to you guys.
We haven't talked in a while.
So, and if we're boring you, then pause it. Pick us up on the next part of your commute.
Yeah. So we had another family member come into play now.
Yeah.
We got a new family member.
You guys, like, I don't know what happens if you leave your house for a little bit. I was able to take off and go visit my mom and my sister for a few days in Texas. So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. I leave and then all of a sudden, you know, you're texting me, oh, this happened. I'm like, I haven't even gone on the plane. I've been at the airport for like 45 minutes.
What else did I text you?
And then Zoe at the park had a situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
something
yeah.
else. A couple. And I'm like, oh, it's for moms. It's always so hard to take that step like out the door, like in the airport. You know, I got through security and I was like, all right, well, there's no turning back now, you know. And then I come home and my husband tells me that we're adopting a tortoise.
Yeah. Well, so, I didn't tell you. I broached the idea with you. Don't make it seem like I just said, hey, we're doing this.
Yeah, but you also know that, like,
okay,
you know that you were not so much twisting my arm. Like, how can I refuse such a cute face?
So we had this tortoise that we have
been visiting.
For, you know, a few years now, because he lives in the block over. And we go on our walks, you know, so we go around the block and, you know, we'll stop by his house and say hi or whatever. And sometimes he's out there, sometimes he's not, you know, just depending on his mood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the girls really liked him. And I even thought about, like, hey, let's go get one. So I went and I looked up.
Right. We were looking at them.
At tortoise rescues and mm-hmm. things like that. And they're hard to get a hold of because, you know, the people have to come over. They have to inspect your yard and they have to, you know, do a whole bunch of stuff. And those other tortoises too are creatures of their own habit. So, you know, are they diggers? Are they not? Are they going to come in and wreck your yard? Are they going to, you know, there's just a lot for a tortoise. You think it's simple. They're slow and they're, you know, but there's a lot, right? And so I was like, you know, it'd be really cool to have one, but you know, the tortoise that is around the block is 30 years old. I want a big one. I don't want a baby one.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted a big one. And so when I went over there that day, I was talking to their owner and he's like, yeah, do you want to come in and feed them? And so my daughter's like, yeah, sure. So he gave her, I think it was an apple.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she fed him the apple and he's just saying, yeah, like we're moving. And I was like, really? I go, yeah. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do with the tortoise? And he's like, well, we can't take them. Because essentially they're moving out of state to Washington,
mm-hmm.
which is not conducive for a tortoise. You know, it's typically much colder there and colder for longer periods of time within the year. And they're going to be spending half of their time in Hawaii because they go back and forth for work. And they won't have anybody to come in and check up on them when,
when
you know,
when they're gone.
When they're gone. So I was like, oh, I said, well, you know what? I'll talk to my wife and, you know, maybe we take him. Maybe we take him. If you're open to that, you guys can come over and see the yard. We have a big backyard. He can, you know, mosey around in.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, okay. He's like, that sounds promising or whatever. So I came back and I told you, I said, yeah. Hey.
I got off the plane. Guess what?
Guess what? We're getting a tortoise.
Yeah.
No, you know, we thought about it mm-hmm. and
went back and forth a little.
Yeah. And so we said, okay, well, let's go for it. And I texted the owner and I said, hey, you know, we'd be happy to have them. And if you guys could come down and take a look at the yard and make sure everything's...
Yeah, we wanted to make sure there wasn't anything we were overlooking for his safety.
Yeah.
For safety.
For safety. And so they came down and we were just telling them, you know, one of the things that we talked about is, you know, long term, this tortoise is going to live for another 40 years.
Our girls are going to have to take care of him.
Yeah.
So he's going to outlive us.
Long term, you wanted a pool.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't make floaties.
For his size. He can't surf.
Yeah. So we told the owner, like, hey, you know what? Like, short term, we'd be more than happy to have him for as long as we can. But this house is not going to be our forever home. So in the event that we find a house that is perfect for us, but the one thing is that, hey, you know, the tortoise is going to have to go, then, you know, we're going to need some help rehoming. And they're very open to it. And they've rehomed another tortoise as well. So I know.
And my sister's like, just drive him to me. Just bring him to me. Like,
your sister wants him.
Yeah, she wants him. He's so cute.
But
so
he's really cold out there.
You guys got to check out his IG.
Oh, yeah. Creature the Sulcata.
Creature the Sulcata.
Creature with a K.
He's an African Sulcata tortoise. The third largest mm-hmm. of the tortoise breed.
Yep. If you go to Kiss Like Yours Lie or BigTuna_AKLY, you'll see him. So there'll be a link there.
You will see our dinosaur. And he is a troublemaker. We should have named him Wrecker. But
Wrecker is a good name.
He is very helpful if you need to break down cardboard. He will do that for you, no problem. He did that for Artie, helped mm-hmm. him get all the cardboard on the side of the house, walked all over it, shredded it all up with a shell, just bits and pieces that all we had to do was sweep up.
Yep.
He is social. So if you were having a family gathering, he would love to join. He got in the house and slept in the dining room.
Yeah. He loves playing softball. Whenever we had the girls out there practicing their hitting and
walking right in the middle.
Just had to be right in the middle of everything.
Right in the middle. Great. He actually enjoys exercise. Loves to sleep on the Peloton. One of his favorite spots in the garage when he can sneak in there when he's not supposed to.
He also, if you ever need sprinkler heads removed.
He's your guy.
He's your guy. I got a sprinkler head removal guy. I had some old non-functioning sprinkler heads that stuck up probably a good 10 inches above. It was part of like an old planter. He didn't see them, I guess, and just bowled right over all of them.
Yep.
So I have 4 new sprinkler heads that I need to install.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Because, yes, he's they like, weren't functioning, pipes are still open.
These are looking a little rough for the wear here. Let me go ahead and take care of that for you. Let me help you out.
Chop them right down.
Yeah.
So now we have a new water feature in the backyard.
Thank you, creature. But you know what? He's really cool when you look outside the window and you're like, hey, there's a dinosaur walking by.
Yeah. I've been working, you know, in my office / bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I just see him walking by. And
yeah, just like nothing. Just like, hey, just cruising by, stopping, chomping on some grass.
We had this aluminum ladder on the side of the house. It's like a 12-foot.
It's a Clark Griswold size.
Yeah, like, you know, like Clark uses to go on the roof. It's like aluminum extension ladder.
And you just hear.
And you just hear.
Like aluminum crunching.
I'm like, what the hell is going on out there? Where is he?
He's walking on it.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yep. Nothing's going to stop him. But you know what? That brings me to what we were talking about earlier, how you said during Halloween, the girls were super excited for Halloween this year. And one of the things that we always do, a tradition from my childhood, from where my childhood home was, we would start trick-or-treating in one area. We'd make a loop. We'd come down the loop. And there was Tommy's Burgers at the end. So mm-hmm. we'd go eat Tommy's. And you and I didn't do this when we didn't have kids, but when...
Because we didn't go trick-or-treating.
Right. But for Aliyah's first Halloween, we took her out. We walked around the downtown. I'm like, hey, let's go to Tommy's. And, I had told you about what we always do. So ever since Aliyah was born, every Halloween, we go to Tommy's, you know, after. And now the girls have kind of picked up on it. Like this year, they're like, we're going to go trick-or-treating and we're going to go to Tommy's, right?
Yeah.
So they knew. So we get there, you know, and they don't eat the chili anything. They just, I mean, Zoe doesn't even eat burgers. It's just grilled cheese and cheese fries. So yeah. We go, we order, you know, we have our meal, we're loading up for the night. And as we're getting in the car, Eli goes, I can't wait to do this with my kids.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool and super powerful. It was a super emotional Halloween for me anyway, just seeing all the siren girls putting up their pictures and their little costumes. And, you know, that was really fun to have that part added into our season this year. But like with the Tommies, like coaching the softball team, all the little trips we've done, all the memories that these girls have created. And I feel like adding in Creature, they've had a big, big void this year with the loss of their dog. You know, it's been really hard. They're not over it. They still miss it. They still cry for him. They're looking for him everywhere. And then adding Creature in, you know, into that family dynamic. I just hope that carries into the things that we're trying to impart on them. But like, oh, I want to do this with my kids. You know, like remembering what their parents did. And that's pretty cool. And that's, you know, as we were talking about earlier, as we head into the holiday seasons, that's what you hope to do, right? Bring a little joy and just create some fond memories for those times when we aren't here.
Yeah. I mean, how old were you when you remember doing that?
Tommy's?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't remember the first time. I just know that it was something we did. And I even have some friends that were like, I never went trick-or-treating, but I went with you and your family. And I remember going with you and I remember going to Tommy's.
Oh, okay.
So it's like that, you know, it's something we always did. I can't tell you remembering the first time. I just knew that that's what we did.
Yeah. So, and that's what I mean. Like, I would imagine by now that, especially because she's saying like, I want to do this. I think
that's a core memory.
Yeah. Like they're going to remember. Maybe not so much Zoe. Zoe's still, you know, she's six.
But so, even if she doesn't, she'll have Alaya to remind her, you know.
That and, you know, we'll still be doing it, you know, for the next couple of years. So they'll remember. I think, you know, your intention to kind of continue on the memories, it's fine. There. Yeah, it's there. And we're going to have more fun doing it. And then we'll establish our own things, right? You know, we haven't had a Disney trip in a while because we didn't renew our passes, but...
And I mean, haven't booked a Disney cruise, if that's what everyone is wondering. Haven't done that yet. Haven't done it yet.
Yet. But anyways, they're going to remember. And even Zoe's like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah. I haven't been.
And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, sweetie, but that is, you know, not everybody gets to do what you got to do.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we're teaching them the value of saving. Not so much explaining to them the single cost of every little thing. But I mean, for something like Disney, you can give them big numbers and you can say, okay, this is the plan to save for it, you know, type of thing. So that they know that mom and dad just can't make those things appear out of thin air like they can. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, as we kind of close this out, you guys, just wanted to again say thank you to our softball family. It was a great season. I can't wait to see you guys in spring. Thank you to our friends, our family, to our Kiss Like Yours family for listening in. And anything else you want to say before we head out?
No, I mean, we hope to be on here a little bit more regularly, kind of highlight some things we have coming up. Our summer was busy. Our fall was crazy. Heading into winter, it's going to be even crazier with all the stuff we have going on. But we're excited to take you guys along for the ride.
All right. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.
Let's go, sirens on. Let's go, let's go, let's go, sirens. Yeah, let's go, sirens on. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Who want it? You got it. Yeah. I said, who want it? Huh? You got it.